Myro, faw, damn, twisted again, snake eyes. School teacher told me you got a good head, boy. Be something.
Be what, Papa?
A rug weaver like Uncle R&J Wolf? A basket weaver? Or another drunken Indian?
I say, attendant, you're an Indian, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I must say you speak the language quite well.
Yeah.
Well, $3 of regular.
They wouldn't be so cocky if they knew what me and the moon have going. No damned regular Indian.
He who, what was it, walks out of step, hears another drum.
Snake eyes again. Who, boy, these dice are cold.
After Grandma's funeral, me and Papa and Uncle Running and Jumping Wolf dig her up. Mama wouldn't go with us. She never heard of such a thing. Hanging a corpse in a tree. It's enough to make a person sick.
Uncle R&J Wolf and Papa spent 20 days in the drunk tank at the Dalles Jail playing rummy for violation of the dead. But she's our god-danged mother.
It doesn't make the slightest difference, boys. You should have left her buried.
I don't know when you blamed Indians will learn. Now, where is she? You better tell.
I'll go fuck yourself, pale face, Uncle R&J said, rolling himself a cigarette. I'll never tell.
High, high, high in the hills. High in a pine tree bed. She's tracing the wind with that old hand. Counting the clouds with that old chant. Three geese in a flock.
What'd you say to me when you winked?
Band playing. Look, the sky. It's the 4th of July. Dice at rest. They got to me with the machine again. I wonder, what did he say? I wonder how McMurphy made me big again. He said, Gutsball. They're out there. Black boys in white suits peering under the door on me. Come in later and accuse me of soaking all six of these pillows I'm lying on. Number six. I thought the room was a dice. The number one, the snake eye up there, the circle, the white light in the ceiling is what I've been seeing in this little square room. Means it's after dark. How many hours have I been out? It's fogging a little, but I won't slip off and hide in it. No, never again. I stood up slowly, feeling numb between the shoulders. The white pillows on the floor of the seclusion room were soaked from me peeing on them while I was out. I couldn't remember all of it yet, but I rubbed my eyes with the heels of my hands and tried to clear my head. I worked at it. I'd never worked at coming out of it before. I staggered toward the little round chicken-wired window in the door of the room and tapped it with my knuckles. I saw an aide coming up the hall with a tray for me, and knew this time I had them beat.